like me, you are wary of many aspects of the law, you could find the Norfolk Community Law Service helpful. Sarah King's recently visited their offices.
For most of us, our only contact with the world of lawyers will be when we buy a home or maybe make a will. But what can you do if you have the misfortune to need a solicitor, but you're on a low income? Maybe you've lost your job unfairly or are in an abusive relationship. That's where the Norfolk Community Law Service comes in. Based in a busy office tucked away in St Clement's House in Norwich's Colgate, it provides legal help for those who can't afford solicitors' bills. I'm here with Ros Brown, the Chief Executive Officer. Ros, how did this service come about?
Well, it started approximately 35 years ago, I think, as some sort of initiative with the then Lord Chancellor's office, looking at issues around how people got legal advice, could access legal advice if they couldn't afford to pay. And it's developed from a very small beginning, I think, starting with a very small advice clinic run by solicitors on a pro bono basis, pro bono free of charge, in West Earlham, nearly 35 years ago, and it's developed since then, really.
And so who would you say it's for?
It's particularly targeted at people who can't afford to pay, at vulnerable groups, people with mental health difficulties. But really, it's about accessing justice. We do get some people coming into our free legal advice drop-in clinics, and perhaps I can talk a bit more about the sorts of services we offer. But where the free legal advice drop-in clinic, the client gets up to 15, 20 minutes of free advice from a solicitor. Now, some of those clients, we're aware, can afford to pay. But for us, it's about accessing the system. If people are in a situation, you mentioned, losing their job or their marriage is breaking up, however articulate they might be normally, often they don't know how to get into the system, and often it's they just need that initial advice to be directed to the right point of advice where they can pay. So all the services we provide are free, because we're very much about people who haven't, you know, providing a service for people who can't afford to pay. So particularly vulnerable groups, people with learning difficulties, people who need more support, you know, a particular level of support, really.
And what sort of legal help can you offer?
Well, we have a range of services. The free legal advice drop-in clinic I talk about. We have a service that's probably our longest running service. We have a service in Norwich on a Tuesday and a Friday. We provide on a Tuesday, it's family advice for clients who've got particular family issues. And also there's a general solicitor. And on a Friday, it's employment advice. And there's also a general solicitor on a Friday as well. On for both occasions, Tuesday and Friday, every week apart from bank holidays. We ask people to come along at 10:30 in the morning to register, and the solicitor will arrive at 12, and they'll get up to 15 or 20 minutes of advice. And as I say, if they need to be signposted somewhere else, the solicitor will then tell them where they might go to access further advice. And often clients have more than one particular issue, and it could be that they could be referred to some of our other services. So that's the Norwich clinic. We also do sessions in Cromer every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock, and in Yarmouth, which is I think every alternative Tuesday, there's one in the library, Central Library in Tolhouse Street, on Tuesday from 2 o'clock. I think the next one in the Rotary is 3rd of February, where there'll be an employment session. And then the Thursday of the following week at 12 noon, then there's a session on wills and probate. So there's a range of services, you know, employment, family, wills and probate at Yarmouth. I think the best thing, if anybody's interested in our services, is to get in touch with us on our general number, which is 49 Norwich 496 23.
Now, 15 minutes doesn't sound a huge amount of time. Can you cover quite a lot of ground in that time?
The reality is, if the inquiry is straightforward, then often the issue can be sorted at that point in time. We recognise 15 minutes isn't very long, and with the legal aid cuts, which a lot of people will be aware of, there's been a great increase in not only the numbers of people coming to us, but in the complexity of issues they're presenting with. And so for the family sessions and the employment sessions, we've doubled the number of solicitors we have on each day, and we've tried to lengthen the time. So instead of seeing 8 clients in 2 hours, we've asked the solicitors to see each of them to see 6 in 2 hours. So because we've got 2 solicitors on most occasions, not always, for either family or for employment, they can give a little bit more time, and they can only do their best in that point, in that time, to give some advice. For some clients it probably isn't enough, but hopefully the solicitor or somebody within NCLS can explain where they would go for further advice. What we're trying to do, we work in partnership with the University of East Anglia. We have something like 35 to 40 law students who work with us on a voluntary basis, and what we're trying to do with both family and employment is use the students to support the solicitor to give advice to the client, because obviously the solicitor, again, we've got 45 to 50 solicitors who give their time for free, but they've obviously got their day job to go back to. So they come in here and see a client, they haven't got time to then go back to their office and write a letter or whatever for the client. So we try and get the student to draft letters where appropriate, say an employment case, draft a letter to an employer suggesting that, you know, they might like to adopt a different approach to the employee, or they write a note up for the meeting which would help the client, and some advice for the client as to how to take the case further. And that's done, I'd have to say, under strict supervision. Anything that's produced in written format is always approved by the solicitor, but it means that the level of advice, the extent of the advice we give to the client can be extended a bit. But we recognise it is a very limited service, but as I say, our strapline is access to justice and equality, so it's at least a start in getting on the right road to advice.
So what is most of your work, in what does it mostly involve?
As an organisation, a lot of our work is around what we would call financial inclusion. It's around helping people deal with their debt problems, to access benefits they're entitled to avoid becoming homeless by sorting out their financial problems. We have a welfare benefits representation service, mainly using the students, which has been great for them and really good for us, because the legal aid cuts used to provide legal, you know, before the legal aid cuts, there was legal aid for welfare benefits and for debt, and that disappeared in April 2013. So we use the students to go with clients to tribunal and represent them at tribunal. In many cases, if we get the case early enough, to do a written submission and then to go and represent the client at tribunal, which, you know, again, if you're not used to the circumstances and you're emotionally distressed, your appeal is being challenged, you know, to have somebody there who knows the system, can hold your hand and actually speak on your behalf. And welfare benefits legislation is very, very complex to deal with that on your behalf. We've been very successful in getting benefit back payments for clients. The latest figure we achieved recently, we started the service about 15 months ago, I think, was £1 million coming into the local economy. You know, it's not just the individual amount for the client, it's that money coming into the local economy, which is hopefully spent in the local economy. So it's just helping people access the benefits they're entitled to. We also have a domestic abuse advice and advocacy service. We work in partnership with Leeway, the women's refuge organisation, and Norwich City Council. We have a discrimination service, which is run on our behalf by the Ipswich and Suffolk Racial Equality Council, and it's really just a pilot service, but it's trying to identify to support clients where they're suffering from any type of discrimination. Could be in terms of accessing services, being unable to access services if someone's disabled, or being discriminated against at work, where it's specifically discrimination. And our objective with that service is not only to deal with those clients, but to try and develop that service.
Obviously, some of the people who will be listening to this will have sight impairment and may not be able to come into a place like Norwich to seek help. Are you able to do anything for people like that?
Yes, we do. We do what we can. I mean, our resources are limited, and so we can't offer a general service in terms of dealing with cases like that. But on occasions, we can try and get, if it's say somebody wanting advice from the Free Legal Advice Service, to get the solicitor to ring the client. it's not always possible to do that, but we can try and do that. And as I've said, occasionally our advisors can go out and do interviews with clients at a place that's much more convenient for them. I would say we can offer that on an exception basis because of limited resources, but we'd certainly do what we can to help clients in that situation.
So what do you think would happen if your service wasn't there?
Well, you may well ask. As I say, with the legal aid cuts, a combination of the legal aid cuts, welfare reform and the recession, the demand for our services has increased substantially. We had last year, between the previous financial year and last financial year, we had a 26% increase in demand for our services, which is, you know, in terms of the numbers of clients we saw, which is very high, pick up some of that work. But the reality is we've been very lucky in, as I say, 100 volunteers, you know. It does take money to support them, to employ people, to recruit them, to manage them, to supervise them. But actually, we're incredibly cost-effective service. So I don't really want to think about us disappearing, because I don't know what people would do. You know, we're often the last resort for people who can't get anybody else to help them. And as I say, we do have access to that specialist legal advice, which you know some clients need, really.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.